Scott and Glenn back here on Wednesday, August the 14th, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. And because these programs do air in repeat sometimes, this is live right now. We're going to tell you what's going on.
What's the date? Just so people know what.
October 14th.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
It's here, Valentine's Day in October.
It certainly is. Sweetest days this week.
Oh.
Okay, here's the deal. From the beginning, as much as we can tell you. Okay, what has happened is...
You lit a hornet's nest up.
Which is great for us. I love it. What has happened is three people from River Valley involved with the football team to a degree, or who have students who go to that school, have let me know over the course of last night and this morning that the football team is quarantining today, and that Friday's game may be in jeopardy to the degree that the superintendent has said don't buy tickets. They're non-refundable. That's the story we have. That's it. And that's the story we have put out. Okay. Now, we are getting angry messages on Facebook. And by the way, somebody just called during the break to tell us they were disappointed in us. And when I asked the person's name, Glenn, you witnessed the call.
They hung up.
They hung up on me, and now they won't return the call. But this person is so... Glenn, what's a nice word?
I can't think of one.
This person is so...
Irritated?
No, they're so... Here's, and when I called them back, because I wanted to finish the conversation, since they hung up on me, when I asked their name, they sent me right to voicemail, which I did not leave a voicemail. But this person, even though I asked who their name was, their name's on the caller ID.
Yeah.
So that wasn't very... What's the word, Glenn? To not give your name, but call with your phone number.
Stupid.
Stupid.
You were leading me on.
I wasn't going to say it, but let's go that way.
You want me to be in trouble with that lady.
And listen, even though you called and said some nasty things to me, I'm not going to say your name on the air. Even
That's
though
good.
I could.
You shouldn't.
Even though I could. We're going to be better than that. All right. So, by the way, it's an interesting topic, though, when it comes to news. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. What do you think?
It would be different, I think, Scott, if you were trying to maliciously get River Valley in trouble. And you were not.
Are they in trouble?
No, of course not. They can't help that COVID is everywhere.
I'm not even sure about what is malicious about this story.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand why people are mad.
What? I mean, should we just have lied?
They wanted you to say nothing.
Say nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how news works.
No.
Sorry to say.
It
would have come. I mean, you can't keep it hidden. What are you going to do?
How news works in Russia.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I should go to Russia and work.
There you go.
All right. Phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
And with our president's loving of the head of Russia, maybe that's what they want us to do.
And by the way, I'm going to be Kreskin and put this on my head for a second.
All right.
I'm going to make a prediction that at some point, every news source in this town will run something on this that will be very similar to what we have ran first, but everyone will critique us for something.
Okay.
Because that's...
Thank you, Mr. Kreskin.
That's what they... Do you doubt that, Glenn?
No, I don't. I do a little bit, because I once, when I was running for office, I put out a news release about my opponent accepting $7,000 from Larry Householder, and no one, not a single outlet. Now, I did not send it here, by the way.
You should have, Glenn.
I should have. But no one that I sent it to even pulled it out of their
mailbag.
No,
but I'm saying what this will give people a chance to do is it will give other news outlets who didn't have it first, which is really what they're ticked about right now.
Maybe.
It will give them a chance to say, oh, that old evil misinformed WWGH, and it'll give them a chance to run the story themselves. Because I dare, well, don't run the story.
Yeah, if it's not
true. If it's not true, don't run it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I hope everybody's happy. I mean, everybody's happy with what we've done. And I know there are people that are not, but I think they probably check your motivation at the door and find out why you are angry.
Well, I know what my motivation was. My motivation was, that's a story.
Yeah.
We are in a pandemic.
Yeah.
River Valley is a Marion County
school. And you got it from the horse's mouth?
And three horses' mouths.
Three horses' mouths.
So don't, you know, let's be serious here.
Yeah.
And again, find out what's false.
Yeah.
What's false in the story?
Yeah.
You know, question anything you like, but what's false? You can call the school.
Yeah.
Call them.
I recall the Nixon debacle that we had when I was a younger man, about your age. And it would have been helpful if those people that knew the facts would have come out and told the facts, but they didn't. They hid it. Hiding facts is not good for the American way. So this is just an open book, I guess.
And still, I'm looking at some other news sources. There is nothing reported. Now, I wonder why nobody else has reported on this. Now, my guess is this, because the first always takes the heat.
Yeah.
And I guess they probably are all waiting for the school to confirm it.
Right. Now there's no sense in saying somebody, right, you confirmed it.
Why run it now?
Yeah.
Because
it's out. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but it's a conversation worth having, because as James Anderson called in and said before the break, you know, that's misleading. You know, how would anybody even suspect it was a dead body?
They had to make that up out of whole cloth.
Right.
And you did not make anything up.
No. Matter of fact, I don't have any information from the school. It had to have been given to me by somebody else.
Well, you do have information from the school.
I do have the news.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put that out, because you know what? It wasn't public domain, and I don't feel the need to.
I just got a thing. I thought maybe somebody was emailing me to criticize me. It's somebody asking for money for politics.
But by the way, do you have an opinion on this? Not necessarily about the validity of the news story, because it is what it is. And we know that the school right now is discouraging people from buying tickets to Friday night's game.
Are they in session today?
The school?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
But what do you think of this? If it is true, and let's just, by the way, hope that these kids did not test positive.
Yeah, let's do. And you know, it's kind of good that it came out. I think the superintendent said the ticket door window opens at 11.
11 this morning.
And
it opened 20 minutes ago.
And if you hadn't put that out, there would have been a lot of people that would have bought tickets that might not have ever gotten their money back.
Right. So does anybody have any thoughts on this in general, whatever happened here? And you know what? I don't think it's important to use names
in this particular
situation. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have a question or comment, you can call in. And just like that very, very friendly call I got during the break, feel free to call in. We love to hear all opinions on this station. 740-383-9944. I think it's important.
I'm writing down a question right now to ask Dr. Feynman about the...
Oh, that's right, Dr. Feynman. You're in a controversy with Dr. Feynman.
Oh, I'm not either.
Well, I saw it. Listen.
I'm not either.
It's public that Adam started with Dr. Feynman, and then Dr. Feynman's on your show now.
Yeah.
And Terry Tackett wrote on Facebook, who has custody of Dr. Feynman this week.
Oh, I saw that. He was being snide. Very snide.
I loved it. Oh, man.
He's a brilliant guy.
Wasn't that brilliant? I thought that
not
was
Terry. Good. I'm talking about Dr.
No, I thought Terry's comment was about as good as it got.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah. Who's got possession of Dr. Feynman this week? Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to write down asking Dr. Feynman about the role of news in politics, and I think that he will have some very interesting things to say, I'm sure.
You know, by the way, during Watergate, I don't think Richard Nixon came out and gave the reporters the story.
Oh, absolutely not.
Excuse me.
Absolutely
and
not.
You know what, by the way, Washington Post did have to go back and fix some of their stories.
Yeah, because they were getting it from Deep Throw and some of the things he had wrong. But if they hadn't done it, nothing would have been found out.
And there you go.
Yeah.
So, by the way, and that's also the case, if you have information contradictory to what we have and you can prove that it's contradictory, let us know.
Or even if you can't prove it, call us and tell us. We'd like to hear.
Yeah, we're
just we'll ask them.
We'll ask them. 740-383-9944. You know, the problem is, I think a lot of these people went to, like, Bert and Ernie's journalism school, and I don't think they understand that, you know, you can't always wait for the source. I guarantee if a politician has an affair, they're not going to tell you about it.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
So and chances are the mistress isn't going to tell you.
Yeah, you're not going to get it from the initial source.
So what do you do? Just don't talk about it?
Well, there are people that won't.
Yeah. Zip your lip, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Can I change the subject a minute?
Oh, please do.
I live on somewhere on Hoffman Road West, and I took my garbage out. When I came back in, you were saying something about my road. What's going on in my end of the world?
Oh, so, you know what? I think they're doing water flushing out there today.
Oh, I got my own water, so that don't bother me.
There you go. You're in good shape.
I'm glad you're keeping us all up to date.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If the water turns brown, don't drink it.
I probably should have called Aqua and got confirmation that they were.
Yeah, he probably should have.
Before we went with that story. And again, there you go.
Well, don't take it so hard, Scott.
Oh, you think this is hard?
No, I don't want you to go any further.
No. I think it's one of those hilarious moments in life. As to where, you know, I don't know what that is. I think that's interesting that people go after the story even though they have no evidence that it's wrong.
Yeah.
That I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a good question.
If you had evidence it was wrong, okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure you would eat the humble pie if
sure.
They had, yeah.
I'd apologize.
Yeah, and I'd make him eat that humble pie.
Well, that's news.
Yeah,
that's news. But you're criticizing it because
yeah, and that's what the question I was asking earlier. I just don't understand why people would question it if they don't have what's the motivation.
Yeah,
for
and what is my motivation?
Well, yeah. Yeah,
for reporting a false story.
Well, your motivation is you like to keep people informed.
Yeah,
and that's what we're supposed to do.
Inform and educate. That's why we're here.
Yeah, it's kind of tough with a station that has one newsman, and you're it. And
we're going to break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And a break. Be back in 60 seconds. Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio, and we found out we do have people listening in the great state of Florida. Hello, down there, Floridians.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is today. And it's a talk of the news business, and it's spurred by this River Valley story, but it's a bigger discussion that needs to be had in local news, because we do look a little sluggish from time to time in local news when we do that game of I don't even know what it is. It's the game of you know, we don't believe sources, I guess is what it is. I don't know what it is.
It's kind of strange. One of the things that really bothered me when I was running for office, I mentioned that nobody would run my news release, which was based on written fact. Locally, we have lost our ability to spread news around. And we need local news almost more than we need national news, because who's going to tell you if there's a tornado 15 miles outside of town heading this way? It's certainly not going to. It might be local television out of Columbus, but they're not going to know that it's 15 miles outside of Marion.
Well, this is the question that I have. Okay, let's take that particular story about the tornado.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody calls the station, do you drive out to see the tornado before you report it?
Probably not.
So what do you do?
Yeah, you would probably get on the air and say, it has been reported to us that a tornado has been spotted 15 miles outside of town to the southwest. And that's about all you'd say. You wouldn't say there is a tornado for sure, because only NOAA knows for sure. And they're not really totally for sure, because their radar isn't perfect.
Right. And, you know, that's the insanity of this.
Yeah.
Now, if there is no tornado there.
I was listening to a show on national television where they were interviewing a young man who ran a low-power station, much like this one, a local station, and he stayed on the air during a tornado outbreak, and lots of people credited him with saving dozens of lives because he would report, you know, he'd get a phone call from somebody that said, I just saw a tornado at the corner of First and Main Street. And he would report that. And it saved, and he stayed on the air even though he was in the middle of all sorts of tornadoes. And that's the type of thing I hope we can do here.
Well, and I think this morning was a very good example that people came to them. We didn't come to them.
Yeah, yeah.
I also like to point that out.
Yeah.
We didn't go to anybody trying to extract information this morning. They came to us.
Yeah. And you have a spot, one of your public service announcements talk about, if you see news, email us. And I think it's at, what's the address? Scott?
At WWGH1071.com.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think we have, unfortunately, what we have is a lot of DJs running news divisions.
Charles Kuraltz.
Yeah, they're not exactly on the road with Charles Kuraltz these days. So that's the way it goes, and we're getting more messages here. Now, these are, I think, more just opinion comments. So
yeah,
that's
good.
Let's get an opinion here from online.
Yeah.
Here we go. The thing that kicked the tea for me was the story is when the official document said tickets are not refundable. There would be no reason to put that if they were thinking of canceling the game.
And we both said that off the air.
Right. Yeah. And then it went on to say, don't really know how anyone has any argument against you. You played the word safe and made sure you didn't say anything wrong. People are silly.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for that input. And I agree with you, even though I was not the culprit.
That's right. I'll get all I eat. Tomorrow's show will be about how you report a news story and how you don't report a news story. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
I just got a text from somebody that listens to my show saying, good job. So that's all they said. Good job.
Just good job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I think, again, anybody who has no skin in this game would probably say there's nothing wrong with that particular story.
Yeah, and people that don't have any skin in the game aren't going to say anything. I mean, they're not going to, quite frankly, they're not going to care. So they see it a little bit more clearly. Let's leave it at
they
that.
They do. Yeah. And I feel bad, in a way, that this is how people react.
Yeah, I do too. People, it's interesting. I've read several articles about the types of people that are conservative, the types of people that are liberal, the types of people that don't have opinions. And it's kind of interesting how you're probably pre-wired for the way you respond to that very thing. Some people are pre-wired to not trust, and some people are pre-wired to trust overly. Unfortunately, that's me. I tend to trust too much. But.
Well, I think there's a thing. They must feel that we're a very trusted news site.
I hope so.
Well, if they think that us reporting false information would be so wrong, because 90% of the things you read on the internet are false.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure it's 90%, but an awful lot.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
Well, or adjusted to that person's frame of reference. Yeah, you can always... One of the things you can always do is you can twist whatever, and we have proof of it on our national politics right now. You can twist anything you want to into something that's either good or bad. So there are people that are trying to twist this good and other people that are trying to twist it bad. That's hard to say.
Well, I just wonder if anybody else will report it.
Yeah, my guess is there are so few news people in this area, my guess is they won't.
I would think the newspaper would.
I would hope they do, but they have two people now at the newspaper?
Yeah.
That's less than we have.
They try their best. They try their best. And I think, but you know what? I think there will be a story in the news, certainly if they do end up canceling, which they have not done yet.
Yeah, yeah. No, they haven't. Well, you know, one of the things that really bugs me about our local newspaper, and I have great friends that have worked for the Star, and I appreciate that we have the Star, but they have gotten down to the point where there are more salespeople than there are news people.
Well, that's the business.
It's sad. It kind of says where our news comes from. Cash.
Well, it is, and you know what? I think... I wonder in general, like I say, I think it takes an interesting person to poke a hole in that. Now, are they shocked about the story, or are they shocked that it was reported? I'm not really sure what the difference is.
I have no idea. I have no idea. That's the basis of my question of what their motivation was to get angry about it.
Well, that's a good question. And to even have that conversation. But I think, you know, again, there are kids home today. There are kids quarantined. That's in a superintendent email that we do have. And I certainly think when the superintendent says that don't buy your tickets, that the game's in jeopardy.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty good indicator. I didn't save the question I was going to ask Dr. Feynman. I will go back in and put it back in because I remember it. Hey, Dr. Feynman, if you happen to be listening right now, I'm going to ask you about the role of media in politics.
Well, I think it's a big role.
Yeah, I think it is too. But right now, I'm afraid that we have an awful lot of naysayers. You know, they'll say, "Oh, that television station or that radio station or that newspaper are liars." But my radio station or television station newspaper are telling the truth. We get kind of caught up in my team against your team.
Well, how many times have we run a story in the national media or even in the state media that is not necessarily true? Do you remember the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase?
Oh,
now,
sure.
They didn't know that for sure he was in there, but that's what they said. They said, listen, we're not for sure he's in there.
There were some people that saying he was holding a gun to his own head while he was
Right, driving. And we didn't know.
No.
No. And I think that's what we did here. We say it looks as if the season is over.
Yeah.
And when you start telling people to buy tickets, I think that looks as if the season's over.
Yeah, it looks like it. But it
may
not
be. It may not be. And if it isn't, we will be the first to say so.
Okay.
And that's why we're here. Now, about the kids this morning, we're to make both Biden.
Yeah,
Gavin and Taylor.
Tell me about Gavin, because I missed his response.
I knew you'd pay attention to the girl.
No. His response was he was definitely going to vote for local Democrats, kind of implying that he hadn't made his mind up about the national.
He doesn't like either candidate.
Oh, okay.
For president.
All right.
And that was discouraging him from voting, I think, in general.
Okay.
The first time he'd be able to do that.
Please don't let that discourage you from voting.
But he did say in hour number one that if he had to choose, gun to his head between the two, it would be Biden.
There's no gun. Just vote. I mean,
you don't even have to check one.
Huh?
You don't even have to check one.
No, you don't have to. But pick the better of the two and vote for that person, because we made a rough choice the last time we voted for the presidential candidate based on the fact that a lot of people thought he was going to honor what he said.
I think it's very interesting that the Gen Z people, and not that these are all Gen Zers, but it's a good representation, I think, are for Biden, the oldest man who's ever would be elected.
Well, as a, I would be called a Gen Zer, probably a Gen Xer, back during the Nixon era. And I went out and I happened to be involved in conflict that was I've seen on television lately about the Democratic National Convention and people getting their heads beat in and all sorts of stuff. I don't know where I was going with that except for to say I picked the better of the two choices and I voted for that person, I thought. And I was wrong.
Well, I've said, and again, this is my opinion, and it's just an editorialization, I think Biden is absolutely irrelevant in this election. I think this election is people who are voting for Trump because they like him, and people who hate Trump and want him out of there. I think it could be Tiny Tim.
I don't
be the Democrat.
I don't think it could be a bad choice. I mean, if we had elected, or if we had nominated somebody who was... I'm trying to think of a name, but I can't right now. But if we had, if the Democrats had nominated somebody who was absolutely as rough as the current president in their relationship to truth and empathy and that sort of thing, I think it would be different. He is a good person, and I think everybody that, except for Trump, everybody says he's a good person. So it makes it vanilla. Against
nobody, anybody who I've asked, people who are in the know in politics, or people who are not. When I say,
do I count?
Yeah, and you've done the same thing, and it's interesting because we are talking about Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, and when I say who's going to win, the answer I always get is one or the other. But the people who think Biden's going to win and the people who are voting for Biden, they never tell me what's good about him. They say this is going to happen because Trump did this, and we can't allow this to go on any longer. I think it could be Donald Duck at this point.
I think you're wrong, but I think you're wrong because I've listened to his proposals, and his proposals
but
are strong.
But you know, there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott and Glenn, back with you here on a Wednesday, 15 minutes left in the program. Don't forget, Glenn Coble coming up with Dr. Feynman, 12 to 1 today, and then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from this past Sunday, 6:10 to 7 p.m. Now, the conversation we were having before the break was, even you and Dr. Feynman because I usually listen to the beginning of your program as I'm leaving here. I would love to go back in, because they're all recorded, yeah. And in the last three shows, how much time you spent about talking about Biden and how much time you spent talking about Trump. Yeah. I bet it's 80-20. I bet Trump.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure, but the reason why you talk so much about Trump is he's very good at almost forcing you to talk about him because he says because he lies so much and because he says so many things that are totally outlandish.
Right, but what I'm saying is nobody who is voting for Biden, and I certainly know that you and Dr. Feinman are, comes on and does 80% of a show on how Joe Biden is great.
No, because the president is so outstanding.
That's what
in
I,
his rottenness.
I'm not saying that.
No, I am.
Right, but what I'm saying is that this isn't the only election in my lifetime, and I've studied 20th century elections that have all happened in the media. This is the only time that I have ever seen an election where the candidate for one of the major parties, Democrat or Republican, is completely almost irrelevant. It's all about one. It's do I like or hate that person? And I've never seen that. And I think it's absolutely fascinating because even people who may like Joe Biden, even people who know stuff about him, people who are going to vote for him, their answers are all, you can't give the answer without mentioning Trump.
The only time that we've been in a situation where it might have been similar to this would have been if Nixon had stayed in the running, but he didn't. He resigned, and that. But I think it would have gotten very much like this if he had stayed in. And I think that he and McCarthy make Trump makes Nixon and McCarthy look like Boy Scouts. So.
Well, this is what I'm not passing any judgment on Trump because I don't think any journalist should do that. But what I'm saying is it's just astounding to me that I do believe that most people's reasoning for voting for Biden will be I don't like Trump. I heard somebody say somebody gave me an argument for Joe Jorgensen the other day, the libertarian. So they were voting for Joe Jorgensen, and I said, why, Joe, do you know anything about Joe Jorgensen? And the reasoning was Biden's too old, but I can't vote for Trump. I hate him. Yeah. Now, this is where we are. I've never seen that.
What a terrible reason to not vote for somebody because they're too old.
No, but I'm saying that's the Donald Duck.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I think that's a horrible reason to not vote for somebody. It's kind of like the people that voted for the Green candidate, and I can't remember her name, who was pictured with Putin sitting at the dinner table. The people that voted for her because they didn't want to vote for such a horrible person as Hillary. That's just stupid.
Well, here's what I will say. I will say, because this would be the first time if Trump does not win, that we would have had a one-term president since George H.W. Bush in 1992.
Yeah.
So we're talking almost 30 years. So the point of that is,
I like to change things up a little.
Right, but the thing I want to say about that is that even when George H.W. Bush lost to Bill Clinton, people liked Bill Clinton. People told you why they wanted Bill Clinton. It wasn't their apathy for George Bush, the sitting president.
You must not watch very much MSNBC, because they do talk about the good, positive things about...
Well, I'm not saying that they're... I'm not saying that.
And they talk a lot.
And Fox talks about the positive things that Trump does.
That's right.
So, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when I ask John Q. Public, the voter, I'm not talking about what I see. Talk about what I hear.
That's a pretty small
well, I'll
segment,
tell you this.
I'm sure.
And I'm not outing anybody here at the station, but here's what I know of the staff of this station right now. I know that there are three people who are definitely voting Biden. I know that there are three people who are definitely voting Trump. I know that there is one person who still doesn't know. And I know that there is one person who will never tell you. And I know that there is one person who is leaning Trump, but not sold on it. Okay, so that's the makeup of this station, Old Liberal WWGH.
Yeah.
Now, the point of that is, if I ask the people who are voting Trump why they are, they will tell me all the good things he's done. If I ask the people who are voting for Biden why they are, they'll tell me how awful Trump is. That's different.
Oh, I would have told, and I'm assuming I'm one of those in there that was voting for Biden. I would tell you some reasons why I would vote for Biden.
Well, now I think you would. But all the conversations we've had political, if we go back and listen to this show.
Oh, yeah, because he's so outstandingly
that's
obnoxious.
What I've never seen this. I've never seen where a candidate is so irrelevant. And I it's not because Joe Biden's should be irrelevant. He just is in the shadow of Donald Trump. He's completely... I believe that the next day... If Donald Trump is reelected, the people who voted Biden will be crushed because Donald Trump is reelected. If George H.W. Bush had been reelected, the Clinton people would not have been crushed. They would have said... the guy I did, but the same guy's going to be president for 4 more years.
Yeah, I don't think anybody, well, my wife was terribly crushed. She was a Hillary, big Hillary fan, and she was terribly crushed that Hillary
that's,
didn't.
That's what I'm saying. And, that didn't happen.
And Hillary did win.
I believe that the people who voted for Hillary wanted Hillary to win. I saw the people in the Javits Center cry.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to cry if Biden loses.
I will.
No, but
a lot of people would.
But not because Biden isn't going to be president. It's because Trump won. That's the difference.
Well,
Hillary, people were crying because Hillary lost.
If Trump wins, there will be riots in the street.
I think if Trump loses, there's going to be riots in the street.
Oh, I think that might be true, too.
So you get ready for the riots either way.
I saw one of the guys that I walk by his house when I would do my walk during the week. Posted a flag that says "Come and get it," and it's a picture of an M16. Now, what kind of attitude do we have to have in people that will post? He'll hoist up a flag. Now, I will guarantee you, if 15, conservatives calling the bad liberals, not Antifa.
Antifa?
Right? Yeah. If 15 Antifa, which is a false equivalency, but if they show up with guns and knock down his front door, he's not going to be shooting at M16. He's going to be running.
Here's what I if it's really about Biden, here's what I challenge all Biden people to do until the election, if you're in the media, don't talk about Trump. Just spend your time talking about how great Biden is.
And that would be good for Biden. Because I think one of the things that Trump is very good at is getting people to talk about him. He'll say outrageous things, I believe, just to get people to talk about him.
When I said that, you got angry with me.
Huh?
When I said that, you got angry with me.
I'm not sure you said it that way.
I said that the crowd size was done to get people's attention to manipulate the media.
And I basically think you were wrong on that.
Right, but why do it?
Because he's an idiot.
I don't think he's an idiot. I do. I heard his conversation. See, the problem, and I think that's a Democratic problem, to be fair, to be as toe the line as much as I can here, I think that's been the big Democratic problem with Donald Trump, and if they continue to do that, they will lose.
I think the biggest problem that the Democrats have is we aren't as underhanded. Is the word I would use.
I heard Trump on the Bob Woodward February 7th call. He's not an idiot. He knew exactly what was going on.
Then why did he
But yet he didn't report that. And that's what he does. That's what Trump does best. And Democrats don't get that.
Right.
Trump
that's
knew.
Why you would vote him out. Yeah.
Trump knew what that crowd size was. He's not blind. He's not dumb. But he knew his inaugural speech was so horrible, and everybody was talking about it. Well, you got to shift the attention.
Change the blame.
Change might be.
And
he did.
And all that means is he's good at reality TV, and he's not good at anything else.
Right, and we're getting a social media, God bless
good.
Him here. Trump is really good at shock value. To me, he is smart because he's getting all the talk.
There
and he does.
Yeah, and he has done that. And that's what he is excellent at.
And that's what I think. Crowd size, not condemning white supremacy. He does that because he knows that's going to be the lead story the next day. Does that make you a good person? No, but it works for him.
My question is, why are people so ignorant that they don't see that he's using them?
Well, I would have to say that I would look at the Democratic side oppositely and say the famous words that Michelle Obama said in the 2016 convention,
high and low.
When they go low, you know, we go high, you lost.
Yeah, and as much as I respect Michelle Obama, I thought that was not the right thing to say.
But that became the slogan.
I think Democrats, and I think Democrats, if I were to do it, if I were a younger man and I was going to run for office, I would be just as cutthroat, and I wouldn't lie, but I would find all sorts of ways to corruptly use the media.
Well, and that's what I say. The longer the Democrats keep thinking Trump is an idiot, the stronger he'll be.
Now, when I refer to him as an idiot, my calling him an idiot doesn't mean he's totally stupid. It just means he is bad.
Well, that's different than idiot.
Yeah, I know it is. But
yeah.
When I say he's an idiot, it's my softening of saying he's a bad, evil person.
Well, I just think that I challenge people, if you're in the media and you want Biden, just don't even say the word Trump. I challenge to just talk about how great Biden is.
It won't happen.
It won't.
He's too good at it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I say this is the only election I've ever seen that happen.
Darn that Nixon. If he had stayed in, we had had another person that we could have said that.
I don't even know.
He was pretty good at it.
You know what? Ford gave the pardon, and even Ford thought that's why he lost to Carter. But you know what? I think people wanted Carter. People wanted something new. So,
yeah, I think you're right at that time.
Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Scott on the election. I think that I don't think Biden plays that much of a role in there, because he doesn't impress me as being very strong.
I agree with you on that.
You know, and as far as lying, I think there's lying going on both sides, but which is typical for presidential campaigns. I mean, I just watched the other night where a Biden campaign was promising $15,000 more a year for hourly workers. Well, the president has absolutely no authority to do that. So it's just trying to, you know, a chicken in every pot type thing, promising promises that, you know, you can't keep. So, you know, there's lying going on both sides. And
Not 20,000 lies on Biden's side.
Well, I'm sure, you know what? I don't hear any fact-checking on Biden, and I'm sure...
That's because he doesn't do it nearly as much.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
As he would say, come on, man. You know, in 47 years, I'm sure... You don't tell me. You know, he's flip-flopped on just about everything, so... But, you know, the fact you don't think he tells lies is...
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. But I don't think he's told 20,000 lies.
Well, you know, have you ever read some of those that they claim?
And yeah.
Those are all done by,
some of them are weak.
By liberals. Those are all done by liberals. Most of them are ridiculous, what they count as lies. Anyway, so I agree that it's more anti-Trump than voting for Biden.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
If you look at his career, he really hasn't done much in 47 years. You know, what makes you think he's going to do that in the next four?
We're out of time here. I thank you. We're out of time. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, bye-bye. But I want to say before we go off the air today that I think what the caller just did is an example of what I was saying, is that he was starting to say why, I think that was a Trump voter, and he was telling you why Biden stunk and why Trump is good. The Biden voter tells you why Trump stinks, and that's the difference. It's weird, but it's what it is, and here we come in 20 days. So there you go. Dr. Feinman and Glenn, you can talk about this. But no, I think it's worth, just, you know, the good of Biden.
I think we've beaten this horse to death.
We've beaten a lot of horses to death today. That's why we're done. Have a great day. Glenn and Dr. Feynman, 12 to 1. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate, 4 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Well, I tell you, I liked the idea of driving, so I felt deprived that he was saying you can't drive anymore. But I enjoyed the authority with which he said to me, you can't. I thought, well, things have lined up pretty good now. I'm the kid, and he